Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 26th, 1948, Geoffrey Allen Jeff Greenidge was born at Fontebel St Michael. Jeff Greenidge was an opening batsman and an occasional leg spin bowler who played for Barbados, for Sussex in the English County Championship, and for the West Indies. He was the last white West Indian to play for the West Indies until the selection of Trinidadian Joshua De Silva in 2020. Jeff Greenidge first came to notice as a schoolboy at Harrison College, where he was a prolific opening bat. He made his debut for Barbados at the age of just 18 in February 1967, scoring 39 runs against the Leeward Islands. His opening partner was another white Barbadian cricketer, Robin Bino. The following month he hit 205 against Jamaica at Bridgetown, and followed this by taking 7 wickets in Jamaica's first innings. In total he played for Barbados 22 times between 1967 and 1976, accumulating 1,237 runs at an average of 36.38. He also played for Sussex in England between 1968 and 1975, amassing a total of 7,629 runs. Greenidge earned a call-up to the West Indies Test side due to his reputation as a dour opening bat and as an outstanding fielder. He made his Test debut against New Zealand at Georgetown in 1971-72, replacing Joey Carew as opening partner to Roy Fredericks, and he went on to score 50 and 35 not out in that test. He followed up with 38 and 21 in the final test of the series at Port of Spain. But the following winter he struggled against Australia and was dropped. He had played in a total of just 5 test matches, in which he accumulated 209 runs at an average of 29.9. Jeff Greenidge was at the centre of a major row in regional cricket in 1976, after he played for an international Wanderers team in a 3-match tour of Rhodesia in September and October of 1975. That tour had been organised by the millionaire businessman D.H. Robbins. At that time, Rhodesia was led by a white minority government, similar to that in South Africa. Previously, in September of 1970, Gary Sobers had been banned from Guyana by Prime Minister Forbes Burnham until he apologised for playing in a double wicket competition in Rhodesia. So, in 1976, Burnham insisted that Jeff Greenidge would not be allowed to enter Guyana with the Barbados team to play in a Shell Shield match because he had played in Rhodesia. Barbados refused to back down and the match was cancelled.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.